This is Dakota Datebook for June 27th. Downtown Fargo is instantly recognizable thanks to the iconic marquee at the Fargo Theater, which casts the word Fargo in glowing lights across Broadway each night. Less than a block away is another beloved landmark, the distinctive sign for the White Banner Uniform Shop. With its black and white, angular, mid-century modern flair, the sign has been a visual staple of Broadway since at least the 1950s, earning its place as perhaps the second most iconic sign in Fargo. The White Banner Uniform Shop opened its doors in August of 1950 on NP Avenue. It was founded by Laura Funovitz, a World War II Navy nurse. Initially, the store catered to nurses, beauticians, and waitresses. In 1954, Amy and Knut Tiedemann took over ownership. Just 7 years later, in 1961, they encouraged their friend, 28-year-old nurse Eleanor English, to purchase the shop. With the Tiedemann support, Eleanor transitioned smoothly from nurse to entrepreneur. Under her leadership, the White Banner expanded its inventory to include uniforms for doctors, dentists, pharmacists, barbers, and police officers. In 1975, Eleanor opened a second location at West Acres Mall, followed by a third in Grand Forks in 1981. Then, in 1982, the original store moved into the former Fargo Toggery building near the Fargo Theater. Rather than remove the Toggery's signature black and white sign, Eleanor repurposed it. On this date in 1998, it was announced that the West Acres location would move to the TJ Maxx Plaza to better serve customers. Eleanor remained deeply committed to offering excellent service to Fargo's uniformed professionals. White Banner was always a family endeavor. Her two daughters worked in the store, and in 2004, her daughter, Mary English Luistro, took over ownership. Eleanor continued working with the business until her retirement in 2011. Although the second Fargo location closed at some point, it reopened in 2015. 2 years later, in 2017, the beloved Broadway location closed its doors. Many feared the landmark White Banner sign would be lost, but those worries were put to rest when Boss's Pizza and Chicken moved into the space. They painted the sign red and yellow, cleverly transforming the triangular portion of the sign into a slice of pizza, ensuring that this iconic piece of Fargo's history would live on. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Merle Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.